I might not have been on that list if I was just doing one job. So there are some people on that list who are doing one job. Yeah. And it's not for me to comment again on the fairness of whether of what they're being paid. It's for all of you this morning to comment on that. But remember that, you know, I would just say this in order to get some fairness this morning. Remember that I'm doing a job for Radio Ulster, single job. I then went out and I got a separate job on Five Live, right? That's four nights a week most weeks, right? I then went out and I got a separate job doing a television show that happens to be one of the most watched TV shows the BBC has in a returning series. It's been on for many, many years now. So all I would say is, you know, I'm not being paid that for one day a week. I'm not being paid that for 5 days a week. I'm not being paid that for five shows a week. I'm not being paid that for 7 days a week. I'm being paid that for 7 days a week plus the television I do. Now, yes, it's a lot of money, but remember the facts and then work away criticising me.
I don't see that you need to defend yourself at all. You're a success.
Well, I think I need to be as accountable to all of you as we do every other day of the week on the Nolan Show.
You don't have to be accountable at all. There's no reason why you should be accountable to us. You're a success. You didn't start out from day one earning the big bucks. You've got there by being successful. We should be proud of the fact that somebody from here is successful. We shouldn't be harping or putting you down. We should actually be encouraging our kids to be like you.
Well, I don't view myself as successful. I hate that word, and I'm genuine about that. I don't. You see, I think success is contentment.
Well, would you rather be called a failure?
Well, in some parts of my life, I consider myself to be a failure.
Well, you're not.
You know, that's the reality, and people who know me know that. Look, I look at some of the cleaners who come in here. Some of the staff who come in here who would be lowly paid, okay? They're as much a success in life as I am. You know, sometimes more. They've got families. They've got their values in life. I don't see myself. I also don't want this to sound false, Derek, all right?
Well, you have to have had some kind of self-belief to have got to where you are. You know, and that sort of thing should be encouraged.
The turning point for me in my life was the BBC rejecting me. There was a manager yesterday said, why do you keep on saying about that? There are still people in this building who I see who openly tried to stop me coming into the BBC. The BBC rejected me pretty aggressively. There were BBC managers putting it about the BBC, do not talk to that guy. He doesn't have any talent. He's a torture. I wrote hundreds of letters into this place. I stood outside the building trying to get in. So the turning point for me, Derek, was actually the rejection. And that's what motivated me to, you know, to try to prove the in crowd wrong.
That should inspire people. That should inspire youngsters to get on and push on with their lives and not be put down.
I also failed my transfer test at school. I didn't pass my 11 plus either. But look, Derek, thank you. We'll take more of your calls. 030 30 80 55 55. The news comes next.
The news from the BBC. The Stephen
Nolan Show. Whether I like it or not, right? The BBC have decided that they're going to publish the salaries in bands between 400 and 450 grand. So I said to the BBC over the last couple of days, I think it was yesterday, it might have been the day before, whenever it was, I said, look, can I break it down? So can I tell the listeners, how much do I earn for Radio Ulster? How much I earn for Five Live? How much I earn for television? Because I would like to tell them. And the BBC said, no, you cannot. That would not be in the interests of the BBC. Now, in that context, what do you want me to do? Walk in here, defy the managers and do it?